Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If you've been here when I've done a baptism before, you know that right now I have a letter written to young RJ. Now, I wrote it to him specifically, but all of us as Christians can hear it and understand that it touches our lives just as much and just as well. Dear sweet RJ, today is an incredible day for you, for your parents, and for all of us as well. Today is the day you will be baptized. Today you will participate in this great, mysterious gift where God will name you, claim you as His beloved child, wash away your sin. Today, you will die with Christ our Lord in this water. Today, you will rise again with Christ to a new life, a blessed life, a called life. Today is also the second Sunday in Advent, the second Sunday in our season to remember and to celebrate all of the ways that Jesus comes into our lives. On this Sunday, from the Gospel, we hear again Luke's introduction to John the Baptist and his ministry. And in this introduction, Luke shows us that John has come to point us to what might be with the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Luke begins this morning's reading with a litany of rulers in the time of Jesus' coming. From emperors to governors, kings and tetrarchs to high priests, these are the people in charge. They are the ones who represent the way things are, and they're in charge of making all the important decisions. Then we meet John the Baptist, not a ruler or a leader, not a priest or really anything. John comes to proclaim a repentance and to speak of what might be. With the coming of the Lord, salvation is coming. With the arrival of the Messiah, we all have hope. RJ, that is what we are here to celebrate for you. In this water, Jesus, your Savior, comes to you. He loves you, cares for you, names you as a brother, forgives you your sin, and gives you new life. This is how Jesus will come into your life today, and it is what John the Baptist was pointing to all those years ago. RJ, when you come out of this water, you will be a child of God. You will be a brother to Jesus and to all of us. And like us, you will be a messenger preparing the way of Jesus as you bring light and life and love with you. Like Malachi speaks of today, this is your time in the refiner's fire, your time to be washed clean by the fuller soap that is the presence of Jesus. Today, we anticipate your coming through this washing and becoming our brother and joining with us in following Jesus and sharing God's love. I know this is a lot to expect from someone as small as you, but you won't always be small. The amazing work that Jesus begins with you today, Jesus will bring it to completion. We will stand beside you, helping, teaching, caring for you, caring about you, looking forward to moments when together we can bring the kingdom of God into the lives of those around us. In Advent, we remember that Jesus came as a child, just like you, with happiness and joy, changing the lives of parents and all those around. We also anticipate Jesus' promised return in glory. But today, though, today we celebrate that Jesus comes here today to be with you. In these waters, our Savior and Lord comes to you in the power of the Holy Spirit. RJ, may your life be truly changed, and may the peace, the joy, the love of Jesus fill you and stay with you all the days of your life. Welcome to the family. Amen.